Hi, good morning. Stella speaking.
Is this passport service?
We are a home care agency. Do you need home care?
Okay, hold on. I didn't understand what you said.
Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning. How can I help you?
Yes, we need to know information about what is offered services about.
For what? What are you looking for?
An aid.
Do you need a home health aid to come down in your house to help you, or you want to sign up a family member?
No, it's to help us clean, sweep, all that.
Like you need home care services? Sure. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, we do.
You both of you have Medicaid, and you want to get approved for home care services and have an aide come down to your house, right, and help you with what you need. Am I correct?
Yes.
Got it. Sure.
Yeah.
In which county are you?
We're in Wright County.
Which one, Wright?
Yes, ma'am, Wright.
Give me a minute. Let me check it up. Okay, so you actually service that county. Let me tell you what we can do. What I can do is you want for you and for your wife, for both of you?
Yes.
Got it. So what I can do, I can take down both of your information. I'll need to confirm that you have Medicaid, and then we can, like, call the state. Like, I'll do a transfer to the state. You'll let them know that you want to do evaluation for home care services. They're going to ask you questions, and then they'll just assign someone to help to come down. She's going to evaluate both of you and see how many hours per week you can be approved. And in the meanwhile, we're going to work for finding an aid. And once you have the hours approved, you'll be able to get the aid services. Make sense?
Yes. And all of that would take about how long?
So it may take a bit, like a few weeks until everything. I would say 3 weeks it takes.
3 weeks.
Yes. Around. But what we can do is we can start it right now, so we can just do it as soon as possible, so we shouldn't need to wait, like, too long.
All right.
Is that okay? Do you want me to go forward and take down your information and transfer it to the state?
Well, we have one already, but we're going to move. I mean, how you call it? We want to get somebody else because it ain't working out on this end.
Oh, so you have already approved ours.
Yes, but it's not working out on this end. We don't.
Both of you have already ours approved?
I regularly hate. What was it again you said?
Like, both of you have already hours approved?
Yeah.
Yes, both of you? How many hours are you approved
yeah.
for?
I think 12.
12 a week. So what we'll
yes,
need to
ma'am.
We'll need to just you'll need to call that we'll need to call the state and let them know that you want to switch home care agencies.
Okay.
What I can do is I can start taking down your information so I can have our staffing department look for an aide for you.
All righty.
What's your first and last name?
My name is Michael, and last name is Liguez, L-I-G-U-E-Z.
L-I-G-U-E-Z?
Easy, yes.
Got it. And do you have your Medicaid ID?
No, I don't have it on me.
You don't have it on
me. Are we going to need that right now?
What?
Are we going to need the Medicaid right now?
So let me see if I can check it up for you. What's your date of birth?
8/22/65.
And what's your social security number?
466-219-428.
Got it. Let me see if I can check it up. 1 second. You said you have 12 hours a week?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Give me a minute. Let me see if I can check it up on the home care, like on the Medicaid side. Give me a minute.
All righty.
Just give me 2 minutes and I'll check it up.
Uh-huh.
Hi, okay, so I got your information. Are you on 518 East Close Street?
East Close Street, yes.
Close Street, got it. Okay, so I got the right profile. What I can do is let me just take down your address, what I got from Medicaid. That's in 65711. Okay, what's like your staffing notes? What do you want for an 8?
What I want for an 8 is just to keep my place clean, clean my place, prepare food, make bed, do shopping, do my laundry here at home.
Okay. Any personal care?
I had grooming on there, and I had dietary.
Okay. Like, not for you.
I'm sorry?
But, like, not help you with bathing, dressing, or getting in and out of bed or that kind of stuff?
No, I still can get in and out of the bath.
Mm-hmm. One second. Do you have
now,
your...
Come with,
what?
I was going to say, is this going to come with a nurse, too? Because we also take Ozempic shots, and we need our medicine prepared, whatever you call it.
Got it. So they can prepare your medicine, but they're not, like, trained to do any shots or anything like that. Like, they're not trained.
They say they don't have nobody to give any shots. And you're not hearing what she's saying. So you have anybody that gives a shot? To fix the medicines, but not to give a shot. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Does your current caregiver give you shots?
Yeah, we both get a shot for Ozempic every week on a Wednesday.
Right, but does your caregiver do it or you go somewhere to do it?
No, no, no. We have a home nurse that comes and does that. Also, clip our toenails, check our blood sugar.
Right, got it. But she's like a different care. She's doing a different kind of care. There's two kinds of care. One that will do your laundry and clean you and help with what you need, and one is a nurse. So you can stay with her. Just stay with her, and then we can find you an aide just to do the other things.
Well, that's fine.
Do you have an additional aide except for her?
Do I have additional aide? No.
Like, except for that nurse, do you have another aide? Like, for the 12 hours?
Yes, yes. I had an aide coming in for that. But that aide no longer comes in.
Got it. So we're going to find you someone instead of her for you and for your wife. Let me take down your wife's information as well so I can have both of you signed up. And everything should be perfect with... Let me... One second. Give me a minute. Okay, what's your wife's name?
Alicia Ligas.
Alicia, how do I spell it?
A-L-I-C-I-A.
A-L-I-C-H-I-A or just a C?
No, A-L-I-C-I-A.
A. Got it. Thank you so much. And Liga is the same as yours. The phone number, should I put in the same phone number that you're, the one that you called?
No, this number is her number.
It's her number. And what's your number?
My number is 417-318-1267.
67, got it. Okay. And what's her date of birth?
5/12/61.
And what's her social security number?
4672565-6549.
6549, got it. Does she have the same address as yours?
Yes.
Yes, got it. Let me give a check her Medicaid as well. One second. Give me a minute. Let me just take down the address, and I'll just check up her Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on a minute. I'll put you on hold.
All right.
Get it down. You called me.
Okay, I see that your wife, it comes up as 116 West 5th Street. Is it a different, like, is it an old address?
Yes, that's an old address.
I don't know
why they ain't never changed it.
Got it. So let me tell you what we'll do is let me give you and your wife's Medicaid ID so you have it. Can you write it down? Because you'll need to have it when we call the state.
Yeah.
Do you have a pen and paper that you can take it down?
She's getting it right now. What company is this?
We are Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, from where are y'all out of from where?
From what do you mean from where? What our location is?
Yeah, in Springfield, Branson. Where's your location
at? Got it.
At?
So we have a few locations. I can get you our main location. It's in Bridgeton.
Bridgeton, Missouri?
Missouri, yeah. But we do everything over the phone, so you like you don't need to come down to the office. If it's necessary, we're going to send out someone, but you don't need to come now. So we can do everything over the phone and just make sure you get the best caregiver as soon as possible. And we'll find a caregiver in your area so she has good transportation.
Oh, y'all find a caregiver in this area.
What?
Y'all would find a caregiver in this area.
Yeah, we're going to find a caregiver in your area, of course, in Wright County. We have a lot of caregivers, so we're just going to make sure we get the best caregiver for you.
All right, well, what is the Medicaid number?
Your Medicaid number. Let me go first with yours. That's 452.
452-00-574.
00-574. That's Michael, yours. Yes. And then Alicia's is 452-00-508. And
okay.
Michael, to which number can I text you? Should I text you to this number or to your number?
No, go ahead and text it to my number.
To your number. Okay, I'm going to text you right now. Let me take down your number. I'll text you right now our information so you have it. Like, I'll text you our name and our phone number because the state will ask you for it. They will ask you which home care you want and then home care number. What I'll do is right now, I will transfer you over to the state. And, like, it may take a few minutes. Just let them know that you want to transfer agencies. And also for Alicia, they should change her address. They should update it. And once we get the confirmation from them, like, once we get a sign from them that you requested a transfer, we're going to start looking. Not looking. We have a lot. But we're going to call you so you can interview good aides in your area. And we're going to start, like, the process as soon as possible. We're going to make sure with the state that everything is good, with your Medicaid is good, and that we can find the caregiver and just have you get the care as soon as possible.
All righty.
Okay, so, Michael, it may take a few minutes until, like, the call gets transferred to the state because sometimes, like, until they answer, it takes. So I'm going to put you right now on hold with the state, and once someone enters, just go forward and answer their questions, okay?
All right.
Just hold on. I'll transfer you.
Thank you. Home and Community Based Services. This is Carol. Are you calling today regarding services for you or for another person?
No, it's services for me and my wife.
Okay. I see you entered your Medicaid number. Thank you for doing that. Could I have your name and our best callback number, please?
My name is Michael Leggett, and my number is 417-318-1267.
Thank you. Please confirm your date of birth.
82265.
Thank you. And the what is the current physical and mailing address for me?
518 East Klaus Street, that's C-L-O-U-S-E, Mountain Grove, Missouri, 65711.
Thank you. And the county in which you live?
Wright County.
Thank you. And the phone number that ends in 2518, is that the best number to reach you at?
No.
What is that
the
number?
The best number to reach me is my number, 417-318-1267.
Oh, one moment. So is this a new number for you?
Yes.
All right, let me get that changed. That was 314.
No. Area code is 417-318-1267.
I'm so sorry. It's a Monday. Let me get that updated. 417-318-1267.
Yes,
ma'am. All right. Thank you for verifying that. Thank you for verifying. How can I help you, Michael?
Yes, I need a transfer to another services for the aid.
Mm-hmm. Right now you have agency model and you're wanting to do a provider change.
Yeah, provider change. I had Addis right now, but they don't have an aid do my... So I need one that needs to be doing here time.
Okay. Who have you decided to go with?
Well, there was somebody called Deluxe Home, Deluxe or whatever.
Deluxe, uh-huh. Have you called them? Mm-hmm.
Yes, they switched me over to y'all.
You won't be switched until you speak to the specialist, okay? So what is Deluxe Home Care? Do you have their number for me?
Yes, I have it here. It is 314-501-2520 is what they send me.
And do you remember who you spoke to for a
No.
Go ahead.
It was some lady, but the number that I called was 314-501-2518.
I'm going to add that. And you've been accepted as a client.
Yes, and they told me to give you a call.
Perfect. All right. So you do want to try to, if they don't have any aids available, please rely on any backup plan you may have. Or that like every company, they bring in people all the time. So just keep the lines of communication open with your current provider until the specialist can reach out and put the new provider in the system. Okay. So nothing will change on that care plan until you speak to the specialist. And that's going to take 21 to 31 business days.
Okay.
And so
I've
got
three questions. And for the meanwhile, there won't be no aid?
You can, like I said, keep in contact with them because they bring in people all the time. Like they lose them, they bring some in, so they may have another one coming in. You don't have to tell them you're changing providers, but you do want to keep the lines of communication open with them if you want that coming in. Okay.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Or rely on any backup people that you have, family, friends, for any unmet needs. Okay. All right. Let me finish putting your request in, and then we can move on to your wife. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I've got that request in, and I'm ready to move on. And are you with your wife today?
Yes, she's right here.
Okay, let me get that request. All right, one moment. I'm going to get that in. And do you have her DCN number?
Her Medicaid number?
Yes.
It's in the paper, Ed, as you wrote it down.
All right, here. My number is
452-00-508.
All right. And could I have her name, please?
Alicia Ligas.
Okay. One moment while I put her information in. And is the best callback number your number that ends in the 1267? Or does she have her own number?
She has her own number. It's 417-259-3763.
3763, one moment. Okay. And the 518.
It's 518 East Taos Street.
And the city?
Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Thank you. All right. One moment. I'm just going to update a few things with her. Please confirm her date of birth.
5/12/61.
Thank you. And we're also wanting to do that provider change to Deluxe Home Care, correct?
Correct.
Okay, one moment. All right, I've got that request going in as well. It will take that 21 to 31 business days. So, like I said, keep in contact with them. You don't have to tell them you're changing providers, but as any company, they bring more on. Why people leave, they bring another one on. So they may have someone that can help you in the meantime because they are contracted to you. I did put that provider change in for both of you today.
All righty.
Okay. So what I'd like to do now is transfer you both to a recording. That recording will tell you a number that will be reaching out to you so you don't think it's spam. It ends in the 3505 if that's the number you called today.
Okay.
All right. Do you have that number or you want me to give that to you before I transfer?
Yes. What's the number?
The number you want to watch out for, put in your phone as a known contact, is 866-835-3505. Mm-hmm.
3505. Okay.
Correct. All right. I am going to transfer you to that recording now. It will help you prepare for the specialist. Thank you both for calling. One moment. Stay on the line for the recording. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Please hold while your call is connected. PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.